council's permission, I'm going to actually change the order and take up the time certain item, because we have a couple of earnest volunteers here whose time is going to be demanded a lot by the city, and they're here this morning using their time again. So we'll get back to it, but we're going to take item 35 now and then return to that.
35, appoint Eli Spivak and Katie Larcel to the Planning and Sustainability Commission for a term to expire on January 15, 2019.
I want to invite those two wonderful citizens to come forward, because it's with great enthusiasm that we bring this action here to the council today to appoint these two folks to our Planning and Sustainability Commission. We're grappling now with how to grow and how to grow a lot, and also to do it in a livable and equitable way. And I can't think, frankly, of two people whose commitment to those ideals and practical ideas for how to make it work could come along at a better time. As we know, we spent a lot of time with Katie. She's a member of our citywide budget advisory committee, but she was also a charter member of the East Portland Action Plan, a consistent advocate for East Portland in all things, but also able to see the whole picture of the whole city. Eli Spivak serves on our residential infill projects stakeholder advisory committee. He's the owner of Orange Spot LLC, which specializes in small sustainable development and thinks a lot about affordability and how to make it real in our city. So we think the combination of these two people coming onto the Planning Commission is just in time. So thank you both for being willing to serve and give you a chance to say anything you'd like and then answer any questions the council might have.
I'm sorry. My colleague, my commissioner on the committee, has a laryngitis, so she can't speak.
Katie is rarely silent, but this time.
She pointed out in our training that she speaks very little right now. Well, I didn't know there was a time to speak, so I think I will let you guys continue on with other business, but I'm honored to be serving on the commission and look forward to having that role a little bit on the inside. I've been on the outside for a long time, and we'll see how it goes.
Mayor, could I make a couple comments?
Please.
So first of all, I want to applaud the mayor for bringing this forward and for nominating both of you. Katie, after the mayor listed all your credentials and all the work you've done, I was thinking that the only thing missing was no good deed goes unpunished. You've given us all this time, and now we're going to double down. Each of you, I think, brings a unique voice and perspective to planning. I just want to encourage 2 points. Katie, you've been relentless in your focus on parts of the city that have left behind and parts of the city where a one-size-fits-all doesn't quite work. And I think that's an important voice both in the comp plan discussion and in the hard work that follows the comp plan and in looking at all of our built environment, zoning, land use proceedings, asking the question, are there parts of the city where we have to be a little more flexible in the look and the design and the like, taking into account different historical patterns? And should we at least be open to considering alternatives? And Eli, one of the things in the last few years that I feel we've tried to tackle but probably fallen a little short is figuring out how we promote a smaller footprint home. And at the same time, in doing so, restructure the regulatory framework so that our policies don't, in effect, discourage the development of smaller footprints. So, for example, I was heartened that Commissioner Fritz, when she brought forth her proposal for parks SDCs, she tailored them in such a way that if you had a footprint below 700 square feet, there was an affirmative kind of incentive around that footprint. And in the past, we've been encouraged to encourage smaller footprint, less expensive, more sustainable kinds of housing, more flexible housing arrangements, but our code often worked at cross purposes. I think you're uniquely positioned to help us look at things like SDCs and regulations and other things so that we're not working like this at cross purposes, but if we really want to have smaller footprint, more environmentally friendly, green, sustainable housing, and co-housing and some of the things that you've pioneered, how do we make sure our code supports it and doesn't work in cross purposes? So I'm excited about both of your nominations, but I think each of you brings a unique perspective that will be very helpful on that commission.
Great. Thank you. Other comments or questions for our two nominees? We'll have to get Katie to write down her responses under the circumstances.
I think there's a lot that the planning department can do to help affordable housing more than has happened so far. So I hope that there's a role for the commission on that. And also a thank you to our partners who are with us here, because this is a lot of time commitment. So it takes other people handling other things in our lives to serve on it.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Other questions? Thank you both very much for being here today. We'll see if anyone wants to speak on this report before we take action on it. So thank you both. Thanks for coming. Yes, come on up.
Good morning, Commissioners. Again, for the record, Charles Johnson. And I do want to apologize in part to Commissioner Fritz for my previous interruptions. It's a hotly contested issue whether governments and corporations should have the same rights as individuals. I think generally she and I are on the same page, but she was elected to protect the city government's interest, and there will be contentious matters, so I apologize to her for my outburst. As for the entire city council, city attorney's office will deal with that when the other agenda item comes in. The reason I came up here, though, is because we're missing something that has happened, and it's city government is a bit of an octopus with many more tentacles than that. In the past few months, the people of Portland have tried to bully the developers through the volunteers on the Tree Commission. So the pro-developer people on the Tree Commission resigned, four of them. That relates to this agenda item because we're talking about recruiting public members to assist ourselves, this council and the city, in developing sensible development policies, planning, and sustainability. So I hope that regardless of the new designation of COCO-COA members as public officials, I hope that the people that have just been appointed will not feel that their free speech is constrained when they talk about the important issue of how we can protect the tree canopy and make sure that our tree commission is full of people who realize that for the sake of quality of life, even though density may be important, we cannot go around slaughtering trees to line the pockets of developers. Thank you.
Thank you. Morning.
Good morning. This is Nancy Newell. I have a very long experience in energy efficiency and promoted it for many years. We're now the lead in the Northwest in our energy efficiency capacity and at the rate we're doing it. We have a very big problem with the nuclear plant on the river up in Hanford. It directly relates to this council because you're paying bills that provides that service. We do not need that plant. It's very dangerous. The risk now, because the grid has been compromised throughout the United States, and we need to get to further energy efficiencies as fast as we can. And if we close that plant, we capture 1,200 megawatts, and we can do that. The report has been issued by the Northwest, what's it called, the Northwest Energy Coalition, I believe it's called. It's got 300 member organizations that are experts, and after Trojan led the lead, and that's why this city has such a tremendous record on energy efficiency when we close Trojan. So it's all logical. All we need is a resolution agreeing with that out of this council, and if you want to keep doing the great stuff, I think it would be a wonderful move. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you both. Okay, is there a motion to adopt the report?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Thank you very much for your willingness to serve, and thank you to your partners also for being willing to support that. Aye.
Thanks to both Eli and Katie for agreeing to serve. Thank you, Mayor. These are tremendous nominations, and I'm delighted to support this application. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I also want to thank you, Mayor. I think these are two outstanding appointments to our Planning and Sustainability Commission. Eli and Katie, both very smart people. I think Eli has provided me with lots of insights on how our comp plan can support affordable housing, and I hope we will address some of those issues when we adopt the comp plan. But I do think that, Katie, with her longstanding roots in East Portland, and Eli just his knowing both the development side of the world as well as land use and socially responsible, are just two outstanding appointments. And my respect and esteem for the Planning and Sustainability Commission has only grown as we labor through comp plan hearings on micro issues that are very hard, I think, for us to track. And I know that they tracked and dealt with all these issues. And I really respect the amount of time they devote. And I'm glad that they both brought their partners here today, because it is a very demanding time experience. But we appreciate it. Aye.
Novick.
it's an honor to live in a city where people like Eli and Katie are willing to serve the public for free time and time again. I think I first talked to Katie about 10 years ago when she was one of the first school board members I called to get help in opposing a right-wing ballot measure in 2006. And I've had the pleasure of working with her numerous times since then. Eli Spivak presented perhaps the most fascinating chart I've seen in 3 years at our comp plan hearing a couple of weeks ago. I really look forward to having them in the commission. Aye.
Hales.
Well, this is the biggest volunteer job in the city at the most important time in our history, or at least one of those most important times, because we're going to grow by 200,000 people, we're told, over the next 20 years, add 140,000 jobs, and not physically change the size of the city in order to accomplish all that. That's a big deal. And what you're willing to take on is really important work. So thank you. And again, to your partners, because there are a lot of hours involved. A couple of admonitions that I always try to deliver to the Planning and Sustainability Commission about how this work goes. One, I think it's important to remember that every plan is a plan for things to stay the same and a plan for things to change. And we have to sort out which are which and how we get the result we want in each case. There's some things about Portland that we love, that we want to keep, that we want to defend, that we want to preserve. How do we do that through planning and regulations? And then there's some things that we know we need to change in order to be the city that we want to be, and to be clear about that. Secondly, the other principle that I always try to articulate to the Planning Commission is that their job is to get the proposals they bring forward to somewhere around the 85th percentile. This is not a rubber stamp council that expects to just have all the work done by the Planning Commission, and where we simply, you know, go through an exercise of listening to people and then adopt your recommendations. We expect you to get something close to what we think is the ultimate document and then shape it further in public testimony. And it happens here all the time when people show up and are surprised that they can still make their case about their property or about their neighborhood or about the city in general, and have the council say, you know, that person's right, we're going to make a change here. And that's good. That's not indicating bad work by the Planning Commission. It's indicating a healthy public process, and that's why we have two layers for the effort. And finally, the one most recent admonition I guess I would give to the Planning Commission is, as I've worked on the comp plan and as we've had hearings, I think it's an excellent piece of work, but I am looking in several places to make the document even bolder, because I think there are some cases where maybe not so much the commission but the staff were trying to be cautious, and in some of the aspects of this plan, given the challenges that we're facing, we have to be pretty bold, because we won't get the future we want if we're not under the pressures that we're facing. So I would also say, just don't hold back. You know, get us your best shot at what you think the future should be, and let us figure out the politics rather than try to give us a place of safety. If we wanted safety, we wouldn't have volunteered for these jobs, just like you wouldn't have volunteered for that one. So thank you very much, and we're looking forward to your service. Aye.